From NPR News in Washington, I'm Renita Jablonski. Rescuers are still struggling to reach marooned victims of severe flooding in northwest Pakistan. The floods have already killed more than 800 people. Manuel Bessler is from the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs. He says the challenge is not only getting to people that need help, but also preparing as much as possible to deal with the water's movement and the possibility of more rain.
All this huge amount of water will move southwards. And there, indeed, in the next 3-4 days, when exactly this water, this body of water will be there, there is a forecast for rain in Sindh. So we have to prepare also for the coming days.
Bessler says patchy access to the most affected areas is hindering aid efforts. Conservative administrations in Mexico and Chile are reestablishing diplomatic ties with Honduras. Michael O'Boyle reports from Mexico City. This comes 1 year after the military-backed overthrow of a leftist president.
Mexico's foreign ministry said it would send back an ambassador next week to work with Honduran President Porfirio Lobo. Latin American countries broke off relations with Honduras last year after Manuel Zelaya was kicked out of the country at gunpoint. Zelaya was a wealthy cattle rancher who turned into a follower of Venezuela's Hugo Chavez. Mexico's conservative administration cited a report by the Organization of American States highlighting advances in resolving tensions following last year's coup and Lobo's controversial election. Chile on Friday said it too was sending an ambassador back. A conservative party took over the presidency there in March following rule by the socialists. Left-leaning governments in countries like Brazil, Argentina, and Venezuela still refuse to recognize the legitimacy of Lobo's government. For NPR News, I'm Michael O'Boyle in Mexico City.
The screenwriter of Bicycle Thieves, released in the U.S. as The Bicycle Thief, has died in Rome at the age of 96. As NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports, Suso Cecchi D'Amico worked with some of the most renowned directors in Italy.
D'Amico was born to a family of writers and intellectuals in 1914 and started her work in the cinema right after World War II. She quickly landed a high-profile screenwriting job helping write Bicycle Thieves. Released in 1948, it's about a man and his son who search for a stolen bicycle that's vital to their livelihood. The film is often on critics' lists as one of the best films ever made. D'Amico also often adapted literary works for the screen, including Camus' The Stranger and books by Dostoevsky. The Venice Film Festival gave her a Golden Lion Award for Lifetime Achievement in 1994. Her family did not provide her cause of death. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Fire crews in Los Angeles County are battling a 2-day-old wildfire. It's charred nearly 22 square miles of brush in the high desert. This is NPR. House Democrats apparently have another problem as the November elections approach. Congresswoman Maxine Waters is now reportedly facing charges of ethics violations. The charges could be filed next week. The House Ethics Committee has not publicly announced the decision. New York's Charles Rangel also faces an ethics trial on separate issues. Philippine Airlines has canceled some international and domestic flights after some pilots abruptly left the company for better salaries abroad, leaving crews understaffed. Simone Orendine reports from Manila that airline workers aren't the only ones leaving the Southeast Asian nation.
In a statement, the carrier did not specify how many pilots left. Philippine Airlines says they quit for better salaries overseas that the company could not match. About 10% of the country's population of 94 million works abroad. Overseas workers' remittances are a major driver of the economy. PAL says it plans to pursue what it calls appropriate charges against the pilots who did not immediately report to work after submitting resignation letters. PAL says the pilots violated a company requirement as well as government regulations to give at least 6 months' notice before they resign. The carrier says most of the pilots who quit owe Philippine Airlines for their aviation training. It says the sum runs in the millions of pesos. For NPR News, I'm Simone Orendine in Manila.
The wedding reception is underway at an exclusive estate along New York's Hudson River. Chelsea Clinton tied the knot tonight, marrying her longtime boyfriend Mark Mazvinsky. Preparations in Rhinebeck drew crowds of celebrity watchers. I'm Renita Jablonski, NPR News in Washington.